All participants, please continue to stand by. Your conference is ready to begin. Should anyone require any assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone and we'll be happy to assist you. Please go ahead.
Well, good afternoon. My name is John Colangelo with IPC Portfolio Services. I'm here with Joseph Muto, a wealth management specialist with Investment Planning Council. He works closely with his clients to provide financial planning services and products to help them live their dreams. His motto is hardworking solutions for hard-earned money. Well, good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, John.
So today we're going to have a conference call discussing the third quarter results for 2013. So let's begin with the first question. Joe, could you give us a quick economic overview of the third quarter?
Sure, John. Thanks for coming here again. And I just want to read the short disclaimer as always. Commission, trailing commissions, management fees and expenses, all being be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the prospectus for investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed. The value change frequently. Past performance may not be repeated. The information this call is derived in part by Council Portfolio Services. John, I'd like to say that this call is going to be focusing on liquidity and momentum, and I'll probably use that term throughout the call. So I wanted to just have that, first of all, as our theme. And let's take a look at our quarter. If we look at the markets, the activity has been different than in previous quarters, and the markets are adjusting to a very different risk look out there. For equity markets, the global markets are continuing their positive momentum. The stimulated economies, remember in our last call we talked about the U.S. and Japan, how they're appreciated. Well, they're still appreciating, and now they're brought on Europe. Almost all the markets are positive, riding on the back of the U.S. stimulus programs. And it looks like it's the end of the recession in the European Union, or the EU, and the U.K. So it looks like they're starting to come out of it. I'll touch a little bit more about that. Remember I said almost all the markets are positive. There was one that wasn't. Take a guess.
No.
Well, India. India was the only one that was negative. There's a little bit of political unrest there, upheaval, and they have a little bit of a situation with inflation, and it's getting a little bit out of control there. The emerging markets were negative for year-to-date, but they're all starting to turn because of the momentum positive.
So, Joe, being Canadian, we always want to look at the Canadian dollar. Did you care to comment on that?
Yeah, our dollar has appreciated. We've hit par, and it has changed. Right now, it is, because of the increasing oil costs, it has come back to a little higher levels. The dollar currently is around 95 cents. We see that there is confidence in the euro because of now Draghi starting his stimulus program, and much like the U.S. with Bernanke, it does support the currency and the economy there, so their currency gets strengthened. So, you know, we're around 95 cents, which is pretty close to par.
Great. With that backdrop, maybe we can comment on the Canadian markets over the last, quarter.
All right, John. In the Canadian markets, we see the stimulus that's continue to be into the markets. Gold and materials were affected the most. The materials sector was up about 4% for the quarter. It's actually down 27% for the year. Mm-hmm. Utilities, you know, because you hear about high interest rates, even though they said they're going to stall them for a few years, this sector was down 4% for the quarter and down about 7% for the year. The consumer-related sectors and the IT, it did well. Mm-hmm. The staples sector was up 3% and 18% for the year. And the IT sector was up 5% for the last quarter and 25% for the year. So it's good to see that sector up. And if we look at Canada in general, our economy is growing. We're not keeping pace. You know, I don't know if we're going to keep up with the U.S., but we are growing. Export side's looking good. There is an oversupply in the condo market, so if you drive to Toronto, you see there's cranes everywhere, and BC is pretty similar, so we're going to have to be careful there.
What about an overview for the U.S. markets for the Q3?
Well, John, if we look at the momentum and liquidity, again, it's front and center in the U.S. Even though there's concerns of tapering and a slowing economy, there was even weak jobless numbers, it didn't even stop it. The economy still increase. The best sector year to date in the U.S. was consumer discretionary at 27%. Again, you know, there is talk about liquidity and telecom and utility sector. We've seen utilities were affected in Canada. They were affected in the U.S. The utility sector was down 1%, but it was up 6% for the year. And the telecom sector was down 5%, but up 3% year-to-date. There's concerns right now that the U.S. is considered to be one of the most expensive markets in the world. So valuations have increased. They're not at the dangerous levels, but it's something that we've got to keep an eye out for.
So with that, maybe you can give us an overview on the international markets.
All right.
In contrast to
the US. We took care of Canada. We took care of the U.S. Let's look at the rest of the world. In the international markets, they, again, because of the U.S. liquidity and momentum, they rose as well. The EU, it looks like they just squeaked up just enough growth to get out of this recession. So they're in that two-year recession. So the confidence is coming back to the consumer, and we see competition has improved. Despite that, they still have a little risk through, you know, it's not getting to be such a big deal, but it's Cyprus. Cyprus looks like it might need a little bit more money to bail them out. And there is some political issues in the pig countries, Greece, Italy, and Portugal. China's the economy has slowed. They don't seem to be as competitive now because they're getting competition from the rest of the emerging markets. And the best sector in the international market was materials at 12 for the quarter, and consumer staples about 3. The best sector year-to-date was consumer discretionary at 29, but the flip side, materials, was down 5. So it looks like for the year, they're down 0.5%, rather, but they were up 12% in the quarter.
Well, that really speaks to diversification, whereas in Canada here, our materials were down considerably.
Yeah.
You know, overseas, they were up.
Yeah, that's exactly right, John.
Usually at this point of the call, we like to look at maybe what some of the investment specialists are saying, Joe. Do you care to comment on what the U.S. small cap specialists are saying?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll read a bit right out of their report, not too much, but maybe a paragraph. And Invesco is our small cap specialist, and they've written this comment. The U.S. continues to face its own fiscal challenges, including high unemployment and discussions regarding raising the debt ceiling. The U.S. Federal Reserve recently announced that it could reduce its bond buying program next year should the employment backdrop improve. In addition, entitlement spending, healthcare costs are issues that are currently in the political stalemate. Having said that, there has been some encouraging signs in the U.S. as the housing market, a key component of the economy, have been making some progress in its recovery. So pretty well, it's nothing new here. The, you know, after 2008, the housing market is finally starting to come back. We've all heard about the stimulus program, the tapering, which is the bond buying program. They're going to slow it down, and the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling issue is still going to be another issue in January when February they might hit it again.
How about on the international side? What is your growth investment specialist saying?
Well, again, on the growth side, Mauer Investments is our manager here, and pretty well they have this to say. There were many similarities this quarter to last. They were both bullish, liquidity fueled by positive returns. However, the Japanese market discontinued its rapid rise, remaining largely flat relative to much of the positive returns elsewhere. European equities drew the spotlight this quarter. Investors decided that Europe was now safe and over its sovereign debt crisis. We failed to see the significant change that caused the sentiment, but they continue to expect little to negligible GDP growth from the region. However, given our significant exposure to the region, they welcome the change. So what they're saying is they see that the European markets have gone up. Don't understand really why, but they're very happy because they have exposure to the European markets. And Japan was one of the countries with the U.S. that had some great returns because of it, but it looks like they kind of flatlined a bit compared to the rest of the world.
Very good. And finally, let's look back domestically in Canada. What is your Canadian value specialist saying?
So you own a manager, which is our Canadian value specialist with Kim Shannon. They have this to say. It says, while it's positive that Canadian stocks performed well over the past 3 months, it can become more difficult to find attractive valued opportunities during the period of rising markets. As long-term investors, we get excited when the market swings back and forth between euphoric highs and depressed lows. This kind of volatility is often when the greatest opportunities present themselves. The key, however, is to be ready to seize them. So the old thing, we're going to buy low, sell high. What she's saying here is that sometimes if something goes low, you have to be ready to buy them, and you also have to be ready to sell them once they hit that high. So that's just very good advice there.
Well, very good. Well, Joe, you mentioned on previous calls that you have audio cast from some of the managers on your website. Do you have any updates there?
Yeah, we just posted our October audio cast. Right now, you'll find that we have Tim Rutterow from Mount Lucas, and he's going to give us his thoughts on the U.S. equity valuation and the level of optimism in the market. And he also discusses the volatility, I can't even say that word, but, you know, don't fight the Fed. The approach by reflecting on previous events and how the current policies will affect the U.S. dollar. So there's two from him. We also have two from Siona, Kim Shannon, as I mentioned before. And what she does, she's going to give us her perspective on active management during sideways markets. It's a little bit what I mentioned above. And she's also going to talk about historic interest rates and gives us her view on where they're likely to go. And finally, we have Jackson Loomis of Acadian Asset Management. And his is good. I'd say listen to him because he's going to talk about the market rise, market risks that aren't being considered in the U.S., as well as the effect of municipal bankruptcies, what they have on the economy.
Very good. Well, thank you, Joe, and thank you for joining me again for the call and having me co-host. Anyway, and thank you very much.
Well, thanks, John. I want to say that now that we have a lot of my calls that we've been doing, they're all on my website, so if people want to listen to some previous ones, as well as the audio cast, we have all the ones from previous calls, and as well, if someone wants to listen back to the one in April or June or July, they're on the website. So they're right there under AllisonFinancial.com. You go, Market Monitor is all the audio cast. Conference calls are all my conference calls. People can go on the website, listen or re-listen. They can forward it to friends and family members that they feel would be warranted to. And also I'd like to say that our next call is scheduled for February 15th, which will be the year-end review. That'll be a good one. It's going to be at noon again. And if someone in the meantime have any questions, concerns, comments, feedback, if they like the calls that we're doing, they could email me at joe.muto@allisonfinancial.com or call us directly at 705-435-0001. Thank you. Our commitment, your future.